Alrighty, hello everyone. Happy Sunday, December 12th. It's the holiday time. People are on school break. If you are, hope you're having a nice, comfortable, chill time and enjoying time with your family and such. Today is going to be another shorter episode, probably like 30 minutes, talking about what happened today, some very good games to end off the afternoon games. And then in a little bit, the Packers and the Bears start. And then we had the morning games. So I'm just going to run through them real quick, say my thoughts on the games I did watch or did see stuff about, talk about my game picks, which I didn't do too hot on, and then we'll go on from there. A lot of good football today, a lot of boring football as well. I didn't really enjoy the morning games as much, but I'm going to cut it, and then we'll get going. So let's get into it. Okay, so for my game picks, I went 5-7 this week, which is atrocious. Not my best week of football. I picked a lot of upsets that just didn't come through. And I do want to apologize in advance. Last episode, I paid tribute to Demaryius Thomas and the unfortunate passing. And then I picked the Lions to beat the Broncos. And I was not even thinking straight when I did that. I clearly should have picked the Broncos. Obviously, they were going to ball out for him. They did ball out for him. Good for them. 38 points is a lot. And they smacked the Lions. Good for the Broncos. I'm happy for them. I'm happy they won. And rest in peace, Demaryius Thomas. And I'm very happy that they won that game, considering what the day meant to them. Anyway, let's get started with the Ravens and Browns. The Browns upset the Ravens, and the Ravens are now in a spiral. They are no longer tied with the Patriots for like the Patriots lost, they would have jumped back to the one seed. They have taken a tumble, and they are now, let me look, see exactly, they are the four seed with their record currently. And the Bengals had a chance to jump them, and they couldn't. Bengals lost to the 49ers. But yeah, crazy stuff that the Browns were able to win. I know Lamar Jackson did get hurt and pulled out of the game, and Tyler Huntley actually played pretty well. I'm actually going to pull up his stats real quick. 27 for 38, 270 yards, and one touchdown, which is not bad for a backup, considering he was thrown in randomly. And then Mark Andrews, such a great tight end, one of the best in the league. He had 11 receptions, 115 yards, and a touchdown. It was a good game. It was one I was watching in the morning because it was one of the only good ones. The other ones were kind of boring or blowouts or, you know, have no implications for the playoffs. So, yeah. Browns, I picked the Ravens to win, but the Browns did end up winning. Good for them, keeping their playoff hopes alive, keeping that AFC North very competitive and very entertaining for the rest of the year, probably. Moving on to the Titans and Jaguars, I predict this one. I'm not going to waste a lot of time on it. Titans, I said, we're going to stomp the Jags. The defense showed up, held the Jags scoreless, and the Titans won 20-0, knocking the Jaguars out of playoff contention. Obviously, no one really thought they were going to make a move for the playoffs at 2-10 before that. Now they are 2-11 and have not won on the road. Also, Trevor Lawrence really having a rough year, throwing four interceptions. I know it's his rookie year and he's on a very bad team, but still four interceptions is kind of a red flag, to say the least. Quickly moving on to the Raiders and Chiefs again. I really want to talk about this game, but I don't think I will. I am going to bring up some points outside of the game that really upset me. And I do not like the Chiefs very much, but I am very glad they stomped the Raiders, because before the game, the Raiders huddled up on the Chiefs logo. And as an old football player, a former football player, like I said in my last podcast, not a professional by any means, but that is disrespectful. And you do not do that. And if you do that, you do not do that to like a top tier team who literally is going to smack you, especially when the Chiefs play with so much passion and emotion. You do not do that. That's not a good move. So the Chiefs did go on to win 48-9, and the first play of the game, it was a scoop and score fumble, setting the tone right out the gate and stomping them. And good for the Chiefs. Good for, it's a division game. You never really see these rival games as blowouts, but good for them for blowing out their rival after doing something that stupid. Very disappointed in the Raiders. And you get what you deserve. And 6-7, playoffs are looking really rough for the Raiders, but playoffs are looking very good for the Chiefs. If the Patriots and the Titans both lose one game, you do not want to go through Arrowhead in the playoffs, I'll tell you that. Moving on quickly to the Saints and Jets, another game I'm kind of going to skim over because it wasn't a very good game. Saints and Jets. Saints ended up winning 30-9. Zach Wilson having a rough year. Didn't even complete 50% of his passes. Kamara doing Kamara things. 27 carries, 120 yards, a touchdown. Taysom Hill, I believe, ran in 2 touchdowns. He had a 44-yard run right here as I'm looking at this. I didn't really watch this game very much. But good for the Saints, keeping their playoff dreams alive because the NFC is more competitive for those teams that don't have a positive record. Teams can get away with a wild card appearance, even though they're 500 right now. So good for the Saints staying alive. But they do, I believe, have to play the Buccaneers next week. So we'll see if they can upset them again or if the Buccaneers will stop them. The next game is a game I talked about. I highlighted last episode, Cowboys-Washington. I'm not a big fan of the Cowboys guaranteeing a win. Mike McCarthy, they did still win. Good for them. Washington made it close near the end. But Cowboys still didn't really impress me. I know I my game picks, I said Washington was going to win, and they lost. So that is beating my expectations. But in the back of my mind, I felt like the Cowboys could also blow them out. They didn't. I mean, Washington is a gritty team and may sneak in as a wild card still, despite being 6-7. But yeah, not really impressed. Dak Prescott has kind of been falling off for me near the end of the year. I've been watching him very closely because he's my fantasy quarterback. But yeah, tough loss for Washington. Good win for Cowboys, especially when you guarantee a win and you get it. Things could have went real south if they guaranteed a win and lost. But yeah, good for the Cowboys. Jump to 9-4, 5-2 on the road. Washington falls to 6-7, 3-4 at home. And got to bounce back next week. The next game, Falcons and Panthers. Man, the Cam Newton trolls are out to play. He ran in a great touchdown to start the game. It was looking like, oh, here we go. Cam Newton coming back again. But then he really struggled and got benched for PJ Walker. And He is probably not going to have a job next year. Really sad to see. I really want Cam Newton to succeed. He's a fun name in the NFL when he's on his A game, but him coming out and saying I'm back against the Cardinals and then playing like this, the trolls are definitely coming out to get him. Falcons win 29-21. Also, to recap these real quick, I did pick the Ravens to win. I got that wrong. I picked the Titans to win, got that right. I picked the Chiefs to win, got that right. Then I picked the Jets and Washington. And the Panthers. I got all three of those wrong. So those weren't my best games. And then heading over to Houston, Texas. Seahawks went to Houston and played very well. And good for them. Trying to save their season as a last-ditch effort. They jumped to 5-8. And the Texans fall to 2-11. And I believe that ended their season as well. And I think I missed another team. The Jets also, their season is now over. I don't know. Oh, the Texans season was already over before this week, actually. But yeah, Texans looked good at the beginning. The first drive I watched, they drove down the field and scored pretty quick and were holding the Seahawks to field goals. And then the Seahawks really came to play and won 33-13. Good for them. Like I said, keep your season alive. Do everything you can to make the Jets draft pick worse. I'm a Patriots fan, so I would not like the Jets to have another good draft pick. Moving on to over to Denver, Colorado. Lions traveled there. And like I said earlier, the Demaryius Thomas game, paying tribute to a great player. I am glad the Broncos won this game and in easy fashion and really had fun and were able to ball out and pay tribute to him multiple times throughout the game. I really liked that. They, for those of you who don't know, they went on the field with just 10 players, and then they took a delay game. Lions declined it. Class act move by the Lions, too. I know it would be, even if they wanted to accept it, they wouldn't because that's just cruel and rude. But still, good for both teams for doing that. And the NFL world definitely took notice and appreciates it, even if you're not a fan of the Broncos. Moving on over to LA, Chargers and Giants. I did not watch this game at all, to be completely honest with you. Totally skipped over it. Jay Gutton, whoever that is, led the receiving end for the Chargers. Good for him. Breakout game for him. Chargers won 37-21. It wasn't really close. The score makes it look like it was kind of close, but no, not really. These next two games, very good games. I didn't really watch one as much as I did the other. I am going to real quick pull up this video I have here and turn on the volume. The Niners and the Bengals. The 49ers went into halftime winning 17-6, and then at the end of the third quarter, we're winning 20-6. The Bengals scored 14 unanswered points and tied it to go into overtime. Jamar Chase with two big touchdowns. And then in overtime, Bengals got the ball first, kicked a field goal, and then Brandon Ayuk, ASU alum, go Devils, ended it. And I did not see that play, but it is right here. I'm going to watch it real quick because it says somehow stays in bounds and anything to boost up my boy Brandon Ayuk. Let's watch it here. Live reaction time. Man, Brandon Ayuk is such a stud. Such a steal for the Niners. Unfortunately, it is not letting me watch this. Can I please watch this? I can just pull it up on YouTube. Crazy games to end the night. The next one I'm going to talk about, most people probably watched the ending to that one because it was a big game this week. I'm shocked it wasn't primetime. Let me look it up real quick. Brandon Ayuk. Overtime dagger. No one has it, so I'm gonna have to look it up on my phone. Sorry for this long pause. I'm trying to find this video. Let me pull up ESPN on my phone. Here we go. Turn down the volume so I don't get any legal trouble. We would not need that. Oh my god, these ads are ridiculous. These Christmas ads are absolutely ridiculous. Okay, it's about to come up. Okay, Jimmy G rolls out, throws it to Ayuk, tiptoes on the side. Oh man, yeah, good play. I mean, he kind of jumped. Man, he takes flight at like the 3. Yeah, and gets it over the pylon. Man, I love Brandon Ayuk. Good for him. Good for the Niners. Both teams are now 7-6, but in different conferences. Obviously, Niners are NFC. Bengals are AFC. Both teams would be really sneaky teams in the playoffs, I think. I think both teams have really good defenses and pretty good offenses. So, well, the Bengals definitely exceed more on the offensive side of the ball, I think. But the Niners exceed their defense is very quick, and I'm a big fan of their defense. Niners came out of nowhere. Their season looked like it was over a while ago, but they keep winning, so good for them. Also, I'm looking here, and George Kittle had 13 receptions for 151 yards. That is ridiculous. That is an incredible game for him. Oh, and the Bears and Packers game is starting right now, so maybe I'll be able to see what happens at the beginning of that while I jump over to my favorite game of the day and one of my favorite games of the year, if not my favorite game of the year, Bills and Buccaneers. Bills, obviously, for those of you who don't know, came off that devastating loss to the Patriots a week ago, where the Patriots threw it 3 times, completing 2 of the 3, and ran it every other play. So the Bills were hungry. They were wanting more. Buccaneers came out strong, really strong. 24-3 at half. It kind of looked like the Buccaneers were just going to put it away quickly in the third. Buccaneers scored no points in the third. Bills scored 7, so it was 24-10. And then the Buccaneers got 3, and then the Bills scored 17 in the last drive. They got really close to taking the lead. I think they got to like the Buccaneers like 5 or 6, and then took 3 because it was 4th and 2. So they went into overtime at 27 apiece. Bills actually won the toss. They got it first, and then they drove down the field. Actually, what happened with the they started driving. They got to like midfield. Yeah, they got to like midfield. They stalled out. So they punted it. Brady and co. got it at like their own 6, I think. And then they maybe four or six. And they were driving. They got a first down. And then was that the drive? No, that was the drive before overtime. where it got, the first down got called back because of offsetting penalties. So forget what I said about the first down. It was third and like three, I believe, or third and one or something. Fournette punched it up the middle. They gave him the first down, and then Sean McDermott challenged it. Obviously, those he did it against the Patriots too, which was so dumb. It was a QB sneak by Mac Jones, and you couldn't see where Mac Jones was, so they couldn't overturn the calling on the field if he got the first down. It was kind of the same thing. The angles of the cameras couldn't really give you enough evidence for a first down, and I know in New York they have more angles, but it didn't look like they could overturn it. So they gave Fournette the first down, and then a few plays later, Brady hit Rashad Perriman on like a 60-something yard or like 50-something yard touchdown throw. He took off. He was zooming, and they won in overtime, 33-27. Buccaneers jumped to 10-3, keeping the Cardinals on their toes for that one seed and the Packers for that one seed. And the Bills fall to 7-6 at the last wild card spot. They are now the 7 seed and have the same record as the Browns, Bengals, Broncos, and that's it. Crazy, crazy stuff over there in the AFC. The Bills are in serious trouble considering they still do have to play the Patriots one more time. And if they lose that game, falling to 7-7 really does hurt. Also, Brady is now the number one, has the most completions of all time, I believe. Another great record for the GOAT. He continues to impress and continues to break records. The record was previously held by Drew Brees. Obviously, Drew Brees held most records before Tom Brady broke them. So good for Brady. Good for the Bucs. Brady does not lose to the Bills, so I didn't really feel like he was going to lose today. Even in an overtime, I was like, the Bills got the ball, but Brady doesn't lose to the Bills, and he didn't. He's, I believe, now 33-3 against them, so good for him. Good for the Bucs. They're playing good football near the end of the year, and the Bills are playing really, really poor. I mean, not poor football, because they're losing close games, but they're not playing good enough, which is unfortunate. I want to actually, they're my highlight team right now. I want to go look at their schedule. I know they, next week they play the Panthers. They should win that game. That would make them 8-6. And then they play the Patriots. And that's the only hard game they have. They have the Panthers, Patriots, Falcons, Jets. They can win three of those four. But the Patriots is not a guarantee. And the thing is, if the Patriots beat the Colts next week, it's going to be really hard for the Bills to catch up because the Patriots play the Colts, and then if they win that game and lose to the Bills won't even have enough to catch up because then the Patriots play the Jags and the Dolphins to end off their season. And I think the Patriots will beat the Jags. The Dolphins are playing pretty good, but I think the Patriots will beat them on their second time through. Usually the Patriots and the Dolphins split their games 1-1. But yeah, that's all for the NFL this week. It was a crazy week. Fun week. Boring in the morning. Very boring in the morning. But good. The last two games were good, and now the Bears and Packers are playing. Let me jump in and just see where they are. The Bears are on Green Bay's 43 already. Darnell Mooney for 19 yards. That's shocking to see. You don't really see that very often. Even though the Bears are at the Packers 43, the Packers still have a 78% chance of winning. That's how bad the Bears are. Anyway, enough with the Bears slander. I am going to jump in and do a tier list ranking today to end it. And then I'm really thinking about these 12 Days of Christmas thing and thinking about doing it. They would be very short episodes, like 15-minute filler, but they'd fill in the gaps I don't post. And it'd be more content. And I think they would be tier lists and quizzes, just depending on the day. So yeah, I'm thinking about doing that. That would start obviously tomorrow. So I'll keep you guys posted on what I do. And then we'll see what goes from there. So I'm going to jump into a tier list, and then we'll wrap it up. Okay, I'm going to do something lighter and easy for this week's, for this episode's tier list, because I want to save, if I do the 12 Days of Christmas thing, I want to save some of the good ones, like player-wise, like wide receiver and running back for that. So I am doing NFL jerseys this time, because I've done the NBA jerseys already. So let's get into it. I did not make these, so like the S tier is fire. I know that's like not trendy anymore, but okay. It's fire, nice, average, meh, and garbage. And I'm going to have some hot takes here because I like different jerseys than most people. So let's just hop into it. I'm going to start with, okay, the Cardinals, I'm going to say meh. They are overdue for a new jersey. They haven't really, their jerseys are kind of blah and plain. I do like their black jerseys, but their red ones are just kind of boring. I think they're due for a new jersey sometime soon, very soon, actually. Next on here is the Falcons, and this is a hot take, but I think they're fire. I think they're very good. I'm just gonna change this to not fire. I'm gonna change this to amazing. I hate that. I think they're really good. I think they're one of my favorite jerseys, especially, and I know people don't like this one specifically, which is why I said I'm gonna have some hot takes. The gradient that goes from black to red or whatever, or like red to black to red to white or whatever it is. I think those jerseys are very nice, and I'm a big fan of those jerseys. So Falcons going amazing, Cardinals are meh, and now the Ravens, I believe, even though that's a Joe Flacco jersey. Ooh, I love the Ravens purple, but I think if it's their color rush makes me want to put their jerseys as a whole in nice. But the jerseys listed on here, I'm going to put average. The purple with the ugly font color and size is not very good. I'm not a fan. So I'm going to put them in average. And just know that I don't hate all their jerseys. I really just don't like their home jerseys. Bills are next. And as much as I hate the Bills, I will say these are nice jerseys, especially when they put the throwback helmets on with just the red bill without like the dashing and the red line through it with the blue, when it's just that old Buffalo bill. I like it. So I'm going to put them in nice, and red, white, and blue are such good colors together. So I'm a big fan of the Bills jerseys. They are going nice. It's McCaffrey jersey. I don't know why it's McCaffrey. Carolina Panthers. I am a fan. I'm going to put them in average though. There's some days where I really like them, and there's some days where I'm just like, they're all right. I do like the blue, the light blue. The black and blue is good too. But there's some jerseys on here that are better than the Panthers that I'm going to put higher. So for now, I put the Panthers at average. I might change that. The Bears, as much as I have I have the game pulled up. 94 on the Bears just sacked Rodgers and did the discount double check. That was dirty. That was pretty cool. At a 0-0, the Bears did punt it after I made that segment. They stalled out. Real quick on 3rd and 15, Rodgers drops back, scrambles out to his right, throws it to 81. I don't know if it's Tonyan back. That can't be Tonyan. I think Tonyan towards ACL. I don't know who their tight end is. Khalil Mack in the Bears, this jersey on here, is an amazing jersey. The Bears overall have just amazing jerseys. They're classic. They're old school. I like them. I like the Bears jerseys. And definitely some of my favorites in the NFL. The Bengals are next. These show the old Bengals jerseys, but I am a big fan of the Bengals and their new jerseys. So I'm going to put them in nice because I do think they're the same level as probably the Bills. I love the Bengals helmets with the tiger stripes. And I know when they change the rule, people want them to bring the white helmet back from their color rush, which I think would be sick if they did do that. By the way, the Packers just punted, and the Bears, I don't know who the – is that Anthony Miller? Oh, no. Grant Sr. just returned it to the Green Bay's 40. Great punt return. Anyway, Bengals go in nice, solid jerseys. The Browns, it shows their old jerseys as well, but their new ones I do like. I am also going to put in nice. I do like the Browns' new jerseys. I like when teams are making their new jerseys just to throw back their old ones. So, and I think the Browns' old jerseys were really, really, really nice. So I'm a fan. They go in nice. Cowboys jerseys, they're iconic. I get it. But I'm going to put them in average. Their white jerseys are good, but I hate the blue. I do not like their blue jerseys at all. I think they're ugly. So they go in average for me. Not much to say. They're iconic. That's the only reason they get an average. If they weren't iconic, I'd probably put them in meh. The Broncos, I believe. Yep, this is the Broncos. I'm going to put in meh. This might be an unpopular opinion. I just don't really like their jerseys. I think they need something new. I do like their color rush with the old Denver Bronco on the side. I just don't like their new ones. I mean, they're like more modern jerseys. Not much to say about them either. The Lions go in meh as well. I do like their gray color rush, which I know is an unpopular opinion, but I don't like the other ones. I do like when they wear the old silver helmet without the lion on it and like the plain blue. I do like the throwback, but that's about it. I don't really like the Lions jerseys very much. This is going to be a very unpopular opinion, and I'm sorry for people who are Packers fans, but I know they're iconic and I know people love them, but I'm going to put the Packers jerseys in average. They're so boring to me. Every time I watch the Packers play, I'm like, please just get new jerseys. I do like the throwbacks again that they released this year, but other than that, I'm not a big fan of them, and I would like for them to change it up a little bit. The Texans are my first one that are going to go in garbage. I do not like the Texans jerseys at all. I think they're disgusting, and I think it's time for them to also change it up a little bit and add some special sauce to it. This is the Colts. Colts going nice. They are also, this is probably going to make me seem like I hate the Packers, but I'm being honest with these jerseys. I know the Colts jerseys are also boring, but the blue and white just looks so good compared to the green and yellow, in my opinion. So I like the Colts jerseys, and I think that is a case where the boring jerseys kind of work. It's mostly just the colors, though, for me. The Jaguars jerseys, so I liked when they changed it over from their old ones, but the more they wear them, the more I get bored of them, so I'm going to put them in meh. I'm not a big fan of the Jaguars jerseys anymore. They kind of got old really quick, and they just are super boring and not fun to look at. And even when they suck, you can't even enjoy how drippy they are. So yeah, they're meh for me. Chiefs are next. I am gonna put the Chiefs in. I'm gonna put them in. I'm between nice and average. Let's see. I'm gonna put them in nice just because I do like them more than I like the Ravens, Panthers, Cowboys, and Packers. I like the red and the white and the gold. I think they look good together, and I think most of the cases, the way they do their uniforms with the pants and the jersey, I think they look good together. So I'm gonna put them in nice. I do think they are one of the higher up jerseys for sure. Oh, and here we go. The best jerseys in the NFL, without a doubt. The LA Chargers taking the best jerseys in the NFL. Every single scheme, like jersey scheme they have, like jersey combination, is top tier. There is not a single jersey where they look bad. The baby blue looks good. The navy blue looks good. The white looks good. It all clicks. It all looks good. Without a doubt, the best jerseys in the NFL, for sure. Staying in the same stadium as the Chargers, we have the Rams, and I'm also putting these in nice. Not amazing, but nice. I do like the Rams jerseys. I know people didn't like them when they released, but I like how the jersey numbers like pop out, and you can kind of see like how the numbers have like a ram, like the ram horn, like engraved on them. And I also like the throwback ones they made this year with the yellow on it, like their throwbacks. So I'm a big fan of those, and I hope they keep these jerseys for a long time because I enjoy them a lot. Okay, this is going to get me in some deep trouble with this one because I know a lot of people like these jerseys and say they should never change, but I don't like them. Raiders go in garbage for me. And I get, again, another iconic jersey, but it literally looks like someone took a black plain jersey and put gray duct tape on this jersey to make the numbers and the name. And I get they're black and gray, and everyone just loves the like how iconic the Raiders are, and I get like their stadium theme, like their color is just like their dark and gritty team. But it's time for new jerseys. Let's change it up a little bit, please. Thank you. So yeah, Raiders are also in garbage for me. Sorry if that's a hot take. Moving on to the Dolphins. Dolphins, I'm gonna put in meh. I like when they wear their throwbacks with the pinstripes on the, or not pinstripes, but like the stripes on the side, and the old school dolphin with the helmet on. But they try to make the colors and stuff more modern, and I do love the Dolphins colors, but the modern look doesn't work for me. I do wish they go back. I hope they go back to their throwbacks and wear them as like their normal jerseys instead of these new ones. But I get you have to like change the theme of your team. They are forming a new team. So yeah, they're meh for me. I kind of want to put them in average. You know what? I'm kidding. Dolphins go to average for me. Because I do like, I don't think they're the same tier as the Cardinals, Broncos, Lions, or Jaguars. Vikings, they're going to go in nice for me. And the reason I am actually going to keep the Ravens in average is because I think the Vikings do purple correctly. With the gold and the white and just the numbers, and they just... I know this sounds weird, like this is like nitpicky stuff, but when you're looking at a jersey, the placement of the numbers and where they use the team's colors is important, and I think that's why the Vikings work so well. The little stripes they have at the bottom of the sleeve really works for me, and the font for the numbers looks very good compared to the Ravens. So yeah, that's why I think the Ravens should go on average, because the Vikings do purple very well. Now my team, the Patriots, I'm going to put the Patriots in nice as well, and I know people might not agree. Actually, I'm gonna put them in average, but they're high tier average for me. I think the Patriots jerseys are better than their old ones, which I know a lot of Patriot fans probably disagree. I just like the giant stripe down the side with the red and white. I do think once the Patriots next year get the red throwback jersey, I think I'll move them up to nice. But for now, they really only have two jerseys, the away and home. I like the big bold stripe on the shoulder pads. And when it's away and the colors are inverted, man, it looks so good. I actually think the away jerseys are my favorite. I have it right next to me. The colors invert to... Okay, so on the home jerseys, it's two red lines with white in the middle. And on the away, it's two red with blue in the middle. And it looks so good. It's so crispy. It's so clean. I love the Patriots jerseys, and I think changing them and redesigning and making more modern and fitting with the teams now was a great choice for the Patriots. The Saints are going in amazing, and just for their color rush jerseys. And I know I didn't move the Ravens up despite, because I said the jersey it shows, but I don't care. The Saints color rush, the white with the gold is beautiful, top-notch, best color rush jersey. It's so beautiful. I love that jersey so much. Give it to me. I would wear it all the time. But my favorite color is jersey, without a doubt. Giants are next, and I'm going to put them in meh. I'm very close to putting them in garbage, but the reason I don't is because those are, again, iconic jerseys, and they are not too offensive. The Raiders and the Texans offend me looking at those jerseys. The Giants, I'm like, okay, you barely pass for me. So I'm going to keep them in meh. But just know they're very close to garbage. The Jets now. The Jets I'm going to put in meh as well. I do like these jerseys better than their old ones, but I still don't like them. I like what they're doing up near the top of the neck with the two white lines coming in. But other than that, I think they're awfully plain, and I'm not a big fan. Moving on to the Eagles. I'm going to put the Eagles in average. I think their jerseys are a good iconic one, and one that we... should appreciate. I think the Eagles on the helmet also, like the Eagle wings on the helmet, makes those jerseys so much better. And yeah, I'm a big fan of the Eagles jerseys. Fly, Eagles, fly. Steelers, I'm putting these bad boys in nice. Steelers have always had amazing jerseys. The black and gold, the white, perfection. Or black and yellow, I should say, is perfection. And every time I see them wear their color rush or their homes, I'm not a big fan of their away jerseys, but their home and color rush are top tier for sure. Seahawks, these jerseys need to go. I liked them when they were new, but now they look disgusting. I do have an unpopular take, though. I do like the green creamsicle one, or whatever people call them. So I do like that one. That's probably my favorite jersey they have. But other than that, their jerseys are garbage, and they need to quickly change them. Even go back to like old school Seahawk, please. I do like their helmets, though. Their helmets are dirty. The Bears have it second and goal. Justin Fields scrambled for three. Third and goal now. Bears are close to scoring. Sorry, went off topic. The Niners are next, and they're going amazing because they're leaning, the Niners lean heavy into their team's history, and the jerseys represent that, and it just looks beautiful. The away throwback jerseys are beautiful. Same with the home. They just do jerseys very well, and they're, again, one of my favorite jerseys in the NFL. Buccaneers are also going to go in amazing. I love their new jerseys, and I like how it's a little bit of modern, but a little bit of their old stuff. I do need them to bring back the orange jerseys, though. Please, please bring them back, because they are amazing. But yeah, they go amazing tier. Titans, I am going to put in... Man, I'm so conflicted with the Titans. I'm going to put them in garbage. I don't like them. I'm going to be honest. I don't like them. I don't like the little sword pattern on the shoulder. It's just doing too much, and I think that they need to go a little more simple for me to like them. And then last but not least, and speaking of simple but doing it well, is the Washington football team, which I am going to put in average because I think their colors are very nice, and I think them being plain and just kind of a clean slate jersey with numbers on the helmet looks very good. So I'm a big fan of those, and yeah, that's all the jerseys I have. This was fun. I enjoy these. I know a lot of these are hot takes and kind of sloppy, and people will probably kill me for some of these, but it's my opinion, and I like them. I just because the jersey is iconic doesn't give it amazing tier. And just know I'm not biased because I put my team's jerseys in average, even though I'm very conflicted and I kind of want to put them in nice. I'm not going to. Just know that. All right, that's it for this episode and this tier list. Thank you so much for listening. I'm having a blast with this. I've been on a roll, haven't had another 2-week break. We're getting very close to what I'm considering my season finale, but I might extend it a little bit because we're getting very close to the playoffs. So we're going to see kind of how it all pans out. But as of now, I'm still planning on 21 to 24 episodes, and we'll see how it goes from there. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back maybe tomorrow in short episodes for the 12 Days of Christmas thing. Leading up to Christmas. I know the real 12 Days of Christmas happens after, but don't come after me. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great, great Sunday. Enjoy the game. Hopefully you're having time with your family. A nice break for those who are already on school break. And yeah, have a good time. Happy holidays. And see you next time. Remember, keep talking sports. Thank you.